Lord, teach us this evening and heal us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want to thank our daddy in the Lord, our double doctor, Reverend Ejobe, for this opportunity. I feel very small because the level has changed so much. To stand here to talk to you is a great opportunity. And I pray that the Lord will speak to you, not me, but God himself will speak to us this evening in a language that is simple enough for our understanding. In Jesus' name I pray. The topic this evening is peace. 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 The background scripture is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12, 14. And it says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. No one will see the Lord. Whether you come to church 7 days in a week, whether you are a bishop, archbishop, pope, whatever position you hold, deacon, deaconess, whatever, elder, so many names that we answer. If you do not pursue peace with all people, not some, with all people, you will not see the Lord. And that's a serious matter. That means there is no way you will make heaven. May the Lord help us to have understanding so that at last we all make heaven in Jesus' name. 2 weeks ago, we looked at love. And last week, we looked at joy. Today, we are looking at peace. What is peace? According to the Dictionary of Oxford Languages, peace is freedom from disturbance, tranquility, a state or period in which there is no war, lack of conflict, and freedom from fear of violence between individuals or groups. Biblical peace, however, is more than just the absence of conflict or state of unrest. It means completeness or wholeness, and it points to the presence of somethingness, something more, something extraordinary, something supernatural, and something different. Pastor E. Adeboye of the Redeemed Christian Church of God defines peace as not the absence of troubles, but the presence of calm and cool in the midst of trouble. It's not the absence of trouble, because most of us, we don't understand peace. Maybe you feel that in Abraka there is no war, there is no, oh, we are at peace. That is not peace. Peace is what you feel. In spite of everything that is happening, in spite of the troubles, the hunger, the fighting and all, you are still calm and you are cool. You have not gone down. You are still strong, even in the inside. It then means even when the body is giving way, you are still very strong from the inside. So we ask the question, why peace? Of what use? Why do we really need peace? Hebrews 12, 14, where we read, clearly states that as Christians, Hebrews 12, 14, that we read, clearly states that as Christians, we should follow peace with all men. Not some, all men, all your colleagues, your neighbors, your church members, that your wicked uncle and auntie, that person in the marketplace who is very rude to you, the one in the clinic who does not want to give you your medicine on time. Follow peace with all men, not some. It is one of the qualifications to possess so as to see the Lord, talking about peace, and by extension, to make heaven. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, as we all know. And until you have peace, your Christianity is not complete. Jesus is our peacemaker and peace giver. Isaiah 9 verses refers to him as the Prince of Peace. As Christians, we are called to a life of peace and to be peacemakers, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter how or what the other person does, we are called to be peacemakers. Matthew 5 verse 9 simply says, peacemakers are blessed and shall be called the children of God. I think it's the best thing that can happen to any one of us, to be called children of God, to be called a child of God. It is more befitting than to be called the daughter of Obasanjo, or the daughter of the president, or the daughter of this or that. To be called a child of God is a rare privilege and something that each and every one of us should strive to attain. That somebody will say, this is a child of God, is something we should ensure that we meet up with. Praise the Lord. Making peace with God. Making peace with God. To make peace with God, therefore, one must acknowledge his or her sins. The Bible says we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We must acknowledge our sins as well as confess and forsake them. You must acknowledge, that is one. Then, when you know that you have sinned, when I know that I have sinned, I will confess it. That is two. It will not just stop at confessing, because when you confess every day and you go back, then you are fooling yourself, I'm fooling myself. The Lord wants us to forsake them. You acknowledge, you confess, and then you forsake. It will not end there. You forsake with a promise not to go back to that life of disobedience. So you see the four things. You acknowledge that you have sinned. You confess the sin. Don't just say, I lied yesterday. You confess it. Then you forsake it. It's not today you do, I'm sorry, sir. Tomorrow, I'm sorry, God forgive me. Next tomorrow, God forgive me. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. So as Christians, we forsake them. Then with a promise, never to go back to a life of disobedience. If we love God, we obey him in all things. Whether it is pleasing to us or not, we obey him. A new life is expected of anyone who has accepted the peace that living in Jesus Christ brings. Because there is a kind of peace that he brings. Not as the world gives, not as the world brings. That peace is special. We'll come to that later. Making peace with God also requires breaking away from past misdeeds and making right our wrongdoings, like in the case of Zacchaeus, as seen in Luke 19 verse 8. Luke 19 8, please. Good. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." If I have taken anything by pretense, if I have taken anything by shortchanging, if I have done anything to attain a particular thing through the wrong way, I will restore fourfold. That was what Zacchaeus did. He said it, and I'm sure he did it. And that is what the Lord expects from us, if we must make peace with him. There should be no skeletons in our cupboard. We should be as transparent as possible. You cannot be one thing in the church, you are another thing in the office, a different thing in the market, a different thing in the United Kingdom, a different thing in Nigeria. No. The Lord does not expect us to do that. We have to be as transparent as possible. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26 verse 3 enjoins us to keep our minds, our focus, our whole being stayed on the Lord. For he will keep anyone who does so in perfect peace. This then makes us to know that there is peace that is not perfect. There are things that look like peace that is not peace. If the Lord says to us, he will keep us in perfect peace, then we have to seek to have that perfect peace. We have to seek to have that perfect peace, which is like good success. We know success, but the scripture talks about good success. That is deep. But the Lord will give us understanding of these terms of good success and perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 17 verse 1 describes peace as being more valuable than riches. More valuable than riches. There are many today who are running from pillar to post as a result of absence of peace from their lives. Some people hold enviable positions in the society with lots of wealth, but peace is absent from their lives. Peace is not in their life, so they run from pillar to post. There are some persons, they have all the cars, but when they are going out, there is somebody I used to know, he's late now, had official car, that bet. He had a very, I'm not judging, but he was very wicked. And so when he's traveling, he could be going to worry. He will take a taxi. He can even tell the taxi to go to Agbo and, you know, turn around to go to worry. What kind of life is that? Is that the life that we want to live? Is that the life we want to copy? As children of God, we don't need that kind of life. The blessings of the Lord, the gifts of the Lord, make it rich and does not add any sorrow. So if you have and you are in any position that is giving you sorrow, sleepless nights, then it's not from the Lord. If you have any property that is giving you sleepless nights, that is making you to falsify figures, then it's not from the Lord. I remember many years ago, somebody very close to me, close to my family, got a car, a Jeep, very big one, full edition. Then they were very few. And while he went to do the registration of the vehicle, he used somebody else's name, a friend of his. And I thought there was something wrong. I couldn't ask him, because he's very well older than my husband and I. But I told my husband, I said, this man, now thief it is this money. Praise the Lord. He said, I say, if he actually got this money, why will he use somebody's name, a wealthy person's name? Say, so that if they are asking, at least they know that that man is wealthy, he can afford these kind of things. So he used that person's name to register it. Just this week, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, the FCC chairman says he's going after people who are in the real estate business because they just discovered that politicians are laundering money through real estate. And it is true. It is true. Some people may not agree, but I know, because of some privileged informations and some persons that is true. They buy land in Banana Island, 400 million. They buy houses. They buy different things, even in this Nigeria. Where is the source of wealth? How will they have peace? Because this evening the Lord is talking to us about peace. How will you have peace? If you have killed somebody to make money, you have pounded a little child. As a friend of mine walked into somebody's apartment and they were doing that kind of thing. And she rushed back, scared. How will you prosper? No matter the position you hold, no matter the position, be you the president, governor, there is no peace. There is no peace. And once peace is lacking in anybody's life, that person is even better not to live. Because peace is a vital thing in the life of any believer, in fact, any living thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Peace is essential for progress and success, whether as an individual or as a group of people. We all need peace. Without peace, there is no progress. Any way you look at it, if there is no peace in your family, that family cannot progress. If there is no peace in your environment, that environment cannot grow. There won't be progress. So we all need peace. It's something that we all must pray and ask God to give to us. Categories of peace. There are different categories of peace. For the sake of time, we'll just look at a few. There is one that I can call pretentious peace. When you pretend to have peace, you don't have peace. So even you know. But when you see people, when they're happy, you just pretend as if all is well. Come out from that bondage. All is not well. Stop pretending to have peace. Stop pretending to have peace. Come out from that hold. Come out from that wall. Come out from it. Ask the Lord to help you so that you can have genuine peace. That's by the wayside. We have environmental peace. At least we are in this world. For instance, now we live in Abraka. Some live in Kaduna. Some live in Zamfara. We have environmental peace. This has to do with our physical security. As we see today, nations of the world are battling with terrorism, armed robbery, ritual killings, banditry, kidnappings, and other societal ills that affect the peace of mind of individuals. Because if there is no peace, there is no way. My boss was telling me this afternoon, whilst he was still at Ekpoma, inside the university campus, the bank, the robbers came. And he was telling those with him, let's lie down, let's lie down. Most of, he said he forgot that he's a professor. Quick, they all just went on the ground. One boy stood that was saying, why, what is a stray bullet hit that boy? And he fell and he died there. Environmental troubles. This lack of peace brings fear, confusion, and bondage. There is no development where there is no peace. The fact that someone is a child of God and loves him does not necessarily mean such a person will not have problems. I'm sure we all know that. We all know that. It's fear that takes away peace. But when you put your trust in God, he keeps you in perfect peace. According to Isaiah 26, verse 3, perfect peace comes only from surrendering one's life to Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1. That's with environmental peace. Christ peace is the second one. Christ peace. Peace at the highest level can only be found in God Almighty. That is why no one else can boast of security except by coming to Jesus. This makes Jesus the author of peace. There can be no peace unless protection or security is guaranteed. And Christ assures us of this security in Psalm 121 verse 2. It says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore. You will agree with me that if you have the security that the Lord provides, there is no way you will not have peace. If you are in him, sure, he will give you peace. The one that you cannot even understand. Sometimes you begin to wonder, in spite of all these things, sometimes you even want to be sad, but the peace is so much in you. You are so calm on the inside. You will know that the Lord has given you peace. Philippians 4:7 says, his peace passeth all understanding. Passeth all understanding. No wonder when certain things happen, maybe loss of a loved one, or war situations, or loss of, like Daddy Chaplin talked of a woman who went to crusade and came back, all her things had been stolen. People were afraid. You say, how will this person take it? Hey, she will just, but she came. She had the peace of Christ in her. And they were shocked at the way she took it. That is the kind of peace we are talking about. You will no longer see things the way other people see things. You may be hungry from morning till night, yet when people are complaining, we have no eating, we want to die, you are just calm, you are smiling. People will say, this one, well, all these things that is happening, that is what the peace that comes from God can do for you. That is what the peace can do for you. It's not like the world gives. It's the one that no one can understand. And this same peace shall keep our hearts and minds. There are factors that can guarantee this type of peace that we are talking about. And the major one is genuine salvation. Are you saved? This peace does not just come like that. You can't use money to buy it. If you like, be a billionaire, trillionaire. Money cannot buy it. You cannot use position to buy it. You can use a position to say, okay, today I want me to change this car. I want another car, new one, before 7, and the car will come. But this peace, you cannot get it except you are genuinely saved. Whoever desires the Christ peace must see Christ, who is the author of peace. Matthew 11 verse 28 says, come and have rest. Come. The Lord will give you rest. He will give you peace. You will be okay with yourself. You will be all right. You will no longer look at things the way people look at them. You will no longer be afraid, not even of death. Nothing will scare you. There will be a change, a positive change in your life and the way you go about everything. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. Are you a wicked person? If you still fear anything, when fire waka cross, you are scared. Once, some time ago, somebody built a house, saw lizard inside. They and the, I don't know whether it's Pastor Lawo or Pastor, said, don't enter that house again. That house, they have taken over it, witches and wizards. They have taken over. And so the house that the person built, the person packed and went back to become a tenant. If you have the peace of Christ, it will not happen. What will be the end of such a thing? What are you afraid of? Death? Is it death? We are already dead in Christ. The life we live is not our own. It's Christ that is alive in me. So what will be your gain? I have suffered, built a house. I see lizard. I will not kill it. I will not poison it. I will not drive it away. Me, I will pack my things, carry my bus, and go and rent house. It's error now. It's error. Or is it somebody very close to me, of blessed memory, who a certain man says is a prophet, went close to ask him, he had some, it's not tipper, I don't know, this vehicle, BBY used to trucks for carrying timber. He said, sell it. They have spoiled it. They have spoiled the vehicle. He went to the house, sell the fridge. Say, all these things, the chairs, the fridge, just pack. I will pack all of them. I will go and do work on them. You don't need them again. They have spoiled all these things. That was how he lost everything. But I give glory to God that before he passed on, he had gotten the Christ peace. He became a real child of God that nobody could deceive with, they are coming to kill you or they are coming to carry you. Praise the Lord. When we have this peace, we fear no foe. We fear no boastings. We fear no man. Let them bring it on. Whatever the plan is, whatever they are bringing on, we are there. Now you go tire. You go run. Because he that is in me is greater than he that is in you. Praise the Lord. Another factor of this Christ kind of peace is contentment. The first one, we looked at genuine salvation. The second one, there are many, but because of time, we are taking just two. Contentment. Contentment. 1 Timothy 6:6 says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Today, many lack this peace that we are talking about because they are not contented with what they have. They are more interested in the wealth, the children, the position, etc. of others. And by so doing, they are scattered in their thoughts and actions, making peace totally absent from their lives. When you begin to look at what people have, well, if you desire anything, as Christians, we know what to do. Our God is able to provide all our needs. According to Philippians 4:19, not 4:19 as in fraud. Philippians 4:19. He is able to provide all, not some, all. So why must you kill yourself? You see, maybe somebody has bought, you see, and by so doing, a lot of people, peace has eluded. Even some that had peace before, the peace ran away. Because peace cannot dwell under that situation. If the Christ kind of peace will move away, since you have decided to do things your own way, oh yeah, do it. You see somebody with this thing, is this one? You see this one, you say, no. If you need anything, go to God in prayer. If he feels it's good for you, he will give it to you. If not, he will say no. Allow him to choose for you because he will always give you the best. Praise the Lord. Then we have hindrance to peace. I'll soon be done. Hindrance to peace. There are things that hinder us from getting peace. From having this peace, from attaining this peaceful life that we are talking about. There are things that can hinder the children of God from experiencing peace. One of them is bitterness. Bitterness. Many of us are in the church and we are bitter. Bitterness deprives us of, first of all, peace, deprives us of love, of joy. You are never happy. Always bitter. If you are here and you are bitter, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Why the root of bitterness could affect someone's behavior towards those against whom he is or she is harboring such feelings, the more dangerous effect of it is ultimately felt by the bitter person. Because the person may not even know you are bitter ever, but when the person comes, you don't even blame. You are there. You are killing yourself. And apart from your spiritual life, you are also hindering your physical life. Health-wise, maybe from there you will get hypertension. From there you get all kinds of things. Just because you feel so bitter about someone. So we should try. If you see any bitterness you recognize or you feel, please ask God to take it out from you. Repent, and the Lord will help you, and that spirit of bitterness will fall out of your life. Bitterness in the heart of a person creates room for hatred, envy, anger. It breeds unforgiveness and unhappiness, and also hinders the flow of joy and love. Bitterness in a person's heart can make you to do anything. It can cause envy. Look at Joseph's brothers. They were bitter because their father was so nice to their younger brother. He made a coat of many colors for him. He said of them to resolve it and ask for their own. They were bitter. From there, they became envious and they started taking wrong actions. Are you holding anybody in your heart this evening? Are you still so angry with the way somebody treated you? Forgive. Forgive. When you forgive, the Lord knows what to do. If the matter is so strong, let the Lord take vengeance on your behalf. Because there is really a little or nothing that you can do to help yourself. You may have what looks like a genuine reason to be bitter anyway. For example, unfair treatment by your employer. Maybe jilted in courtship. Like recently I read of somebody, he told he had been courting a particular girl for some years. Told that girl that he was going to see his parents or to do something. Only for the girl to hear that he has married just within that. So that kind of game must be bitter. But if you leave that matter to God, he will fight the battle better than you. Some time ago, I watched on Instagram, there's this musician called Timmy. Sometimes he will just go to weddings and sing for them, you know. So he went to one particular one. When he does that, it's usually on Instagram. When he does that, people will see all over the world. You know Instagram, how people can watch. It was in one of that wedding that a particular girl saw that her fiancé was the one getting married to the girl. Those kind of things can cause bitterness, but nothing is worth your soul. Nothing is worth the trouble. That is the message the Lord is bringing to us this evening. No matter how bad it seems, painful as it is, yet it's not worth losing your peace for. It could just be a way of the Lord rescuing you from something that will be so bad and hurtful in time to come. You may not know it. It's a way of the Lord slowing you so that you will not make a mistake that you will live to regret all the days of your life. Many people have made such mistakes. They rush into it and they begin to bear. They begin to endure. They begin to endure. Instead of enjoy, they endure because they rushed into it. So if the Lord uses that way to separate you from such relationship, even if you cry, cry small, wipe your tears and ask the Lord to direct you. Praise the Lord. Some have caught their spouses in adultery. Yesterday on the net, sorry, I have to talk about net, talking about social media so much. In Uganda, a man traveled, that land is a Nigerian man anyway. The wife has a man friend outside of her husband. And so they said he drew certain things on her, and he traveled. He came back. The man, the woman and her lover, they come together. They had to carry them. This one is something about 3 days ago. They had to carry them to the hospital to separate them. Those kind of things can really make somebody to be bitter. Or is this shortchanging somebody in business? You do business with somebody, maybe a very close friend or a relation. These days people say, no, it's not. I'm not going to do business with my brother because anything can happen because like that, because of the experience that people have had. They shortchange you. They do a different thing. Or you see people you have given money, say, please, my colleague in my former office, the brother had some problems. She went to their town's meeting and borrowed money for him. The brother said, what to use the money for? I think they duped him of the money. He is working. He is also doing business. He said, okay, we will appeal to these people. You pay small, small. The brother refused to pay. The woman, every day, they will carry her to police station. Meanwhile, he started building a new house. And that money was, I'm talking of children of the same parents. And she was so bitter. As we speak, they don't even see eye to eye. They don't see eye to eye because of that matter. But I told her, I said, forgive him. She said she cannot pay. The money is so much. You people should find a way around it, but forgive him. So there are things that can really make people bitter. But let us not be caught in bitterness. That is the thing. Let us not be caught in bitterness. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, it is another statement to say that peace is the highest currency we need in our world today. In the midst of the chaos that has enveloped the world, many Christians need the Christ peace, as it is the only way to stand out right now. It is the only way. The peace that the Lord gives is the only peace that we need right now. Make sure there is no bitterness locking or hiding in your heart. Be contented with what you have and pray to God for your needs. May the peace of God that passeth all understanding strengthen, dwell in us in the mighty name of Jesus.